Over 100 kites in neon green, blue, and red scatter Chrissy Field. Andrew Cook scans the beach in his wetsuit. He is the president of the American Kiteboarding Association and a competitor in today's race. His passion is a sport that depends solely on wind. But if the weather forecast is wrong, that could be bad for Cook and his kiteboarding buddies.
We have no wind. We're essentially swimming home.
In early April, Cook almost did that. He counted on a forecast reporting strong winds. But once he was in the bay, the wind died down to nothing. His kite dropped into the ocean, and he floated to Alcatraz, almost into the rocks.
If there wasn't a support craft standing by, it could have gone much differently. Could still be out there.
Joey Pasquale is another competitor. He's had the opposite experience of Cook, too much wind. Once, a big gust took him by surprise.
And it ended up picking me up and kind of lofting me along the beach, and literally one of my friends ran after me, grabbed me by the ankle, pulled me down, and we all worked together and got the kite down.
Today, Pasquale has a smear of sunscreen across his cheek like war paint. Cook says weather forecasts help kiteboarders decide if conditions are safe.
Cool weather today, but things are about to get much warmer. When and where?
Before Bill Martin became the KTVU Channel 2's chief meteorologist, he was a surfer.
The waves would just show up a lot of times, and so I got into forecasting waves for my friends. It kind of made me a hero in the local surf community, which was great.
Back then, he lived in a brown, boxy Volkswagen van, surfed all day, and forecasted the weather at night. So he understands how much kiteboarders rely on forecasts. He says the job can sometimes feel as if people's lives are in his hands, especially when his surfer friends call and ask him if conditions are safe.
I thought, if somebody died, what if one of these guys died?
We may not think much about the wind, but for these athletes, it could mean life or death. Reporting in San Francisco, I'm Jessica Murray.